Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can you have your seat in God's presence? Let's have the first stanza of that song. Let's just take it seated. I love you, Lord. For your mercies never fail. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up, till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness. Can we repeat it again? I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
For your mercies never fail.
And all my days I've been held in your hand.
From the moment that I wake up,
till I lay my head on.
I will sing
of the good
of the goodness
of God.
All my life you have been faithful.
All my life you have been so.
Every breath that I am able,
I will sing
of the
goodness
of God.
All my life you have been faithful.
All my life you have been so,
so good.
With every breath that I am able,
I will sing
of the goodness.
For your member, for your member, for your member,
for your member,
for your member,
for your member.
Let's read from verse 3. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is man? Abiodwaribike, who is he? That you are mindful of him. And the son of man, that you care for him. What is it about man that gets God interested? Have you sat down and think about the goodness of the Lord and how amazing it is? What is man? You know, somebody asked me one time, when Adam sinned, why didn't God just cancel everything and start again? He just started again. What is a man that God refused to give up on him and not start again? Who are you? What are you? You know all those things we do in secret places where we are not in church. If God will mark iniquity, we will not be alive. Who are you? What is man that is mindful of you? Why? If you are God and the one to judge, will you be alive today? If you are the one that will judge the matter, if you are God and will judge your own matter today, where will you be? So what is a man that God is mindful of us? I read the Bible many times and I'm amazed at the love of God for man. Man sinned in the Garden of Eden and lost everything. And God sent the only thing he has to redeem man. What is man that he will give up his only begotten son for him? And you know the shocker. If you are the only one on earth, Jesus will still have come to die for you. What is man? What is man? We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you, Jesus. For your love, for your mercies, for your kindness, for your goodness. What is man that you always make a way of escape for him? We thank you. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus. So Adam sinned and God made a way of escape by his only begotten son. And when Jesus died for us, when we give our life to him, we say we are born again. And there are many inherent advantages and benefits in our being born again. So at the first and second service, we started looking at some of them with a view to show us that we are supernatural. God made us supernatural. And we need to start living supernaturally. And in case you don't know, there are two camps to the supernatural. There is the dark camp. There is the light camp. Every day, the dark camp are becoming bolder and bolder. They are living it publicly. They have no shame. They don't care. They don't care. When I was growing up by the seaside, morning, afternoon, night, you will see people in white going to do sacrifice. You see them speaking in tongues, speaking some strange languages, going. You see people running after them, morning, day, night, anytime. But for many of us, yeah, now only Sunday, we know you are a Christian. Every other day of the week, you have closed the door. How can you display supernaturalness by living your lives like that? We need you to know that when you become born again, God made you citizens of heaven. Your citizenship changed. Have you seen a Nigerian that has just gotten an American citizenship? Their language changes. The way they walk change. The way they talk change. Whatever they do, change. They start abusing Nigerians. They start abusing Nigeria. They start doing many things.
Because as far as they are concerned, they have arrived. Because they have a citizenship that they feel is respected worldwide. If you have the Singapore passport, you can enter over 176 countries without visa. You don't need visa. Nigeria, you can only enter maybe 58 or 70. And all of them in Africa. And they are visa on arrival. You can get there and say, they say they are not giving you. And you enter the next one and go. But you, your citizenship is not on earth. Your citizenship is in heaven. Hello, are we here? John 3:31. Our citizenship is in heaven. That's what Philippians 3:21 says. But John 3, not Joshua, John 3:31. He, you know, our citizenship is in heaven, and our seat heaven is above. And he who comes from above is above all. Can I say, he who comes from above is above all? Can I say that? He who comes from above is above all. Our citizenship is from above, and our citizenship is from heaven. Can we check some of the things about our citizenship? Let's go. Ephesians 2. Let's take verse 5. Ephesians 2 from verse 5. Are we there? Even when we were dead in our trespasses, we were made alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Let's look at verse 6. Look at it. And he did what? He raised us up with him, with Christ. And did what? And seated us with him in where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So spiritually, you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Just like when you have a Zoom meeting. Somebody from Canada joins. Somebody from US joins. Somebody from Nigeria joins. And you have the meeting. If I ask you, where did the meeting take place? Let that be an answer for another time. But we need you to know that when you give your life to Christ, we have citizenship of heaven. We are from above. We are above all. And we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, so that, let's go, verse 7, so that in the coming ages, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Let's jump to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, we read from around verse 20. Ephesians 1, 20. Remember, we have citizenship in heaven. We are above, and we are above all, and we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Look at this. That he walked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Listen, number one, we learned that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Now, it went ahead to explain to us that Jesus is seated in heavenly places at the right side of God. And we are with Jesus at that right side of God. Verse 21. Let's go. Verse 1. Far. So in the heavenly places where we are seated, we are far above. Let's read. Put it on the screen for me, please. Let's go. Far above. Not far above rule. Far above all rule. Let's go. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named. What is man, born again man, that you are mindful of him, that you put him in heavenly places. Far above every rule, every authority, every power, every dominion, and above every name that is named, including your boss, including the strong demand of your family, including the one in charge of your calamity, you are far above them. Give me New King James. I want this 21 New King James. Okay. Look at this. So we are seated in heavenly places. We are supernatural. And we are seated in heavenly places. Let's go far above. We want to read this, sir. Please put it on the screen for us, sir. God bless you, sir. Far above all principality and power and what? And might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Therefore, lift your right hand up. Let's pray. Say, I come by supernatural dominion. I come by the power of the Most High. And I subdue. I subdue. I subdue. I subdue anything running contrary to my destiny. I come in the name of Jesus. And I subdue. I subdue anything contrary to my heart desire. Anything working against the plan of God for my life. I come in the name of Jesus. And I subdue them. Far above. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. We have citizenship in heaven. We are from above and we are above all. We are seated in heavenly places. We are supernatural. 1 John 4:17. Let's go. 1 John 4:17. You need to know you are supernatural. The world is boasting of its power. Dark places are boasting of their power everywhere. And they don't have that power. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth. So in heaven, things bow. On earth, things bow. In hell, things bow to Jesus. And you are seated with Jesus. 1 John 4:17. You are not normal. You are extraordinary. You are supernatural. It is the way you are behaving and holding yourself. That is how people are addressing you. Can we all read together? By this love. Let's go. One to go. By this is love perfected with us. So that we may have confidence for the day. Pause. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let's go. Let's read the last part. Because as he is, so also we are in the world. Did you read it? Who is the he? As Jesus is, so we are in the world. Can I remind you, as Jesus is, John saw a vision of him. He saw fire. He saw him as a lion. And John fell down flat before him. Because he was filled with glory, authority, and power as he is. The Bible did not say as he was, so we are. He said as he is, so we are on earth in this world. Why? We have citizenship in heaven. We are seated in heavenly places. He that is above all. And as he is, so we are in the world. You know, you can have a gun at home and armed robbers will come and you refuse to shoot. It's your choice. But as far as God is concerned, as Jesus is, so we are in the world. Now, as Bishop Oyedepo will say, have you ever seen Jesus being carried about? He is weak, oh, yeah, wahala don't deal. Come and help Jesus, oh, as he is. So we are. So whatever is not found in him in heaven, that is found in you, is a stranger. You can cast it away. Hello, are we here? Can I say, as he is, so am I. in this world. Say that, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear. As he is, so am I. No, look at the screen. Which is going to be, because as he is, so also are we. Read it again, let me hear you. Because as he is, so also are we in the world. Let's pray together. Say anything, anything that is not of God, that is in my life, as he is, so am I in the world. I bind and I cast. I bind and I cast away. I bind and I cast away. I bind and I cast away. There is no delay in heaven as he is. So am I in the world. So every delay in my life, I bind and I cast away as he is. So am I in the world. Anything not found in heaven that is found in my life, I bind and I cast away. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen, when you wake up in the morning and you meditate on this thing and ruminate on it and you act it and you speak it, your life gets transformed immediately. So you get to your shop and you think, if Jesus was the owner of this shop, how long would this thing take in my shop before they are sold? As he is, so am I in this shop. So if Jesus were to be selling and things are not moving, what was Jesus going to do? As he is, so am I in this shop. In my education, if it is not moving well and Jesus was a student instead of me there, what will he do? As he is, so am I in this world. It's a blank check, sir. It's what you feel it in it that you receive. If you feel nothing, you receive nothing. As he is, so you are in this world. You are supernatural. I came to preach something like this one day, and one of our people went back, had a hall for rentage that had not been rented for a year or so, the biggest hall in the office, and went back and said, as the pastor taught us today, decree the blood on it. And then somebody entered and said, I'm looking for hall. And the person paid for 1 year. Paid for 1 year. Paid for 1 year. Somebody went to his shop and said, you have been here for long. You have been here for long. You have been here for long. I have been taught in church today that you are going to, I decree this week, move out of this shop. I did not buy you for decoration. I bought you to be sold. And people came and they bought. It's a blank check as he is. So you are in the church. You can cry.
It has happened again.
Or you say, I have knowledge today. As he is, so am I in this church. You have happened in the past, but from today, as he is, so am I in this world. And I will not allow it again. The choice is yours. Hello, are we here? The choice is yours. God gave us blank checks in many ways. Some are looking for prophets to do it for them. Some are looking for people to fast it for them. Some are ready. Are not ready to do anything for themselves. But if now to buy as you be, if to do yanga and to dress well and go and dance there and to do all the show of, nobody does anything. When it comes to spiritual things alone, they become weak. Who do you that? As he is, so you are in the world. Do you have an understanding of this? Let's go on. Let me show you something again. John 17. John 17, 22. John 17, 22. So our citizenship is from heaven. We are from above. We are above all. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ. And as he is, so we are. No wonder David said, what is man that you are mindful of him? As he is, so we are in the world. Look at this. John 17. Jesus was about to leave. And he was praying the last prayers for his disciples. And look at part of the prayer he prayed. Look at this. Put it on the screen for me. Can we all read together? The glory that you have given me. Jesus was praying to God. And he was telling God, God, the glory you have given me, I have given to them. Please, let's think about it. Is it possible you open your Bible so that it will not be as if Pastor Aribike changed the wordings of the Bible and put it there? Is it possible you look at it? Can we read it again? The glory that you have given me, I have given to them. That they may be one, even as we are one. The glory you have given me, I have given to them. Your life is glorious. Your experiences are glorious. The Lord has a glorious plan for you. Your life is from glory to glory. Because the glory that God gave Jesus, when you give your life to him, he gives you that same glory. Therefore, you cannot be stopped. I've always taught you that anything that God speaks about you and God wants to do for you, the devil will put it to check. The devil will test it. The devil will go against it. It is for you to stand and say, as he is, so am I in the world. Therefore, I bind you and I cast you out. It's for you to say, the glory he has, God has given him, he has given me also. Hello. You have been failing in the past. It's because you don't have the right knowledge. The glory that was given to Jesus has the glory given to you. You have been failing exam since. Yes, that's the past. Have an understanding that the glory that was given to Christ by God has been given to you. And I'm not sure Jesus will write an exam and he will fail. So the last failure is the last one you ever had, because the glory that God gave Jesus, he has given to you. Are we seeing, church? I want us to read this thing many times. Look at it. Let's go. 17:22, the beginning part. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them. Read it again. Let me hear it. The glory you have given me, I have given to them. Read it again. Let me hear you. The glory I have given. Say it again. Let me hear you. The glory you have given me. Now, listen to me. You know, let's say, let me use a car. Okay. Let's say all my cars. Maybe the car represents glory. And I say, I've given my children. You know, if they don't get to a certain kind of age, they can't drive the car out. I hope you know that. You know, everything I have belongs to my children. And maybe I have a Megard at home. The Megard is my staff, is my servant. And indirectly, the servant of my children. But when I'm not at home, and my children are below a certain age, if they carry the car and they kick it out, you don't know that the Megard has said, what are you doing? Go back to the room. Even though the Megard is a servant. Why? My children have not entered into maturity, so they cannot enjoy the glory I have made available for them. Are we here? Hello, are we here? There are things that God wants to make available to us that are his glory, but because of our immaturity, we cannot access it. There are different kind levels of glory. And different levels of glory can only be accessed as we get matured in Christ. I need to give you that information for you to know. Galatians, I think 5, is it 5:1 or 3:1, speaks about that. That the heir, as long as he's a child, is not different from a servant. You need to move into maturity to enjoy all that God wants for you. What I'm saying is this. If you don't study your Bible, if you can't pray yourself, if you can't warfare yourself, If you cannot move to some level, there are some things that God has made available that you cannot enjoy. The glory you have given me, I have given them. Can we take one more? Colossians 3:3. Let's take 3 from verse 1. Colossians 3 from verse 1. Look at this. If then you are being raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So, if he has given you the glory, you continually seek the things that are above. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. I will never forget this scripture. Give my life to Christ and love rhythm and blues. Have many powerful blues songs. Is it blues song you call them? I forgot what you call them again. Like a booty. Many songs. And the people will tell me, my friends will come and tell me that you have the word of God. You are filled with this music you are listening to. I will tell them, show me from scripture why I should not listen to this music. People will spiritualize everything. Is the only Christian song I must listen to? They try everything they could, so they left me alone. One day, early in the morning, I was reading Colossians 3. And sometimes when I'm listening to it, I'm listening, Michael Bolton is playing, and I'm doing devotion. And I got to Colossians 1, and he said, if you are being raised with Christ, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right side of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things on earth. So I carried the box of my rhythm and blues. Lady Red is dancing with me. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I carried the box. Look for Bishop Oyedepo messages. Look for Tunde Bakare messages. And I recorded on all the cassettes. And that's how the word God delivered me from worldly music. But you know, when they still play some things, remember some things. But the Bible says, set your heart on things above, your mind on things above, not on things on earth. Look at verse 3. Verse 3, sir. Can we all read together? For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ. Can we look at this again? Remember, we are seated in heavenly places beside Christ Jesus. And now he's saying, please put it on the screen for me. Let's read it. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ. Therefore, I know that nobody can kill me until I allow the person. I don't know if you have seen what I saw. My life is hid. Ogamusa, come. So, this is Christ. My life is hid with Christ. And me and Christ are in God. So, if you want to touch me, you will touch God. When you overcome God, Jesus is beside me to fight with me. You cannot kill me. Is it straightforward? You cannot be your sister. Can we read it together for the last time? For I have died, and my life is hidden with Christ. The problem is that you are still living. You are not dying to self. You still want to have your way. You are not living in Christ. It's not Christ that is living to you. It's only when you are dead to the world that you become alive to Christ. And when you are alive to Christ, you and Christ are hidden in God. Christ and I are hidden in God. So for you to see me, you come through God. So if you, after you overcome God, if it's possible, Jesus is with me, hidden in God. How can we lose? So when you are going in your car, your life is hid with Christ in God. How can you have an accident? Hello, are we here in church? You are supernatural. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Are we still in church? Your quietness is scaring me. But it is good if the world is sinking in you. You have the glory. You are seated in heavenly places. Your life is hid with Christ in God. I'm tempted to give you one more. 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 3, 21. 1 Corinthians 3, 21. You are supernatural. What is man that you are mindful of him? That your mind is full of him. God has the best in store for you. There is nothing outside God. There is nothing. Let's reach ground. Let no one boast in men. Let me hear you. For read it again. Let me hear you. For is it in the Bible? Read it again. Let me hear you. For all things are yours. But keep remembering what I said about a matured person. You need maturity to assess the all things, but they are yours. All my cars belong to my children, but they can't drive it out when I'm not home. Because they have not reached the age to drive cars. All things are yours. Verse 22 and 23. Continue. Whether or Apollos or, and let's go now, or, repeat that, let me, or, all life or death. See, you have the right to choose death. You have the right to choose life. All things are yours. It's your choice. It's your choice. Paul came and said, I want to go. If I go, it will be joy for me in heaven. If I stay, it is for your good. But because of you, I choose to stay, and he stayed. All things are yours. Life and death. You know, in Nigeria, nobody can make it. All things are yours. It's your choice. All things are yours. It is very difficult to get visa to Ghana. Yes, all things are yours. Even Ghana, difficult visa for you. All things are yours. Nigeria is a zoo. It's a zoo. Yes, it is for you. All things are yours. It's your choice. It's your choice. All things are yours. You need to know somebody in this country to move forward. Yes, that is for you. Start looking for the people. All things are yours. This kind of business, there is no money in it. No money. Yes, your choice. All things are yours. He said, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and a man shall eat the fruits thereof. All things. Change your tongue. Change your language. Move into eternal life. Move into the promises of God for your life. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. Can we continue? All are yours. And again, look at it. And you are Christ, and Christ is God's. How can you lose? Delay is denial. It's not denial. By knowledge we arise again and we go to possess what belongs to us. Because we are supernatural. and all things belong to us. Lift your two hands to Him. Lift your two hands to Him. Can we pray, by grace, I assess all things that you have made available for me that I have not assessed yet in this service. All things that have been denied, that I desire, that have been denied. Today, I assess them. I assess them. Call them by name. All things are mine. All things are yours. I come in the name of Jesus and I assess. I come in the name of Jesus and I assess. I assess gates of nations open unto me. Gates of nations open unto me. I assess gates of nations. Let gates of nations open unto me. All things are mine. Let gates of nations open. Let doors of nations open unto me. Open. All things are mine. Let gates of nations open unto me. Let them open. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be denied. All things. I am willing. I am obedient. Let gates of wealth. Open unto me in this nation. Let gates of connection. Contact of the high places. Open unto me. Let gates to the kings of this nation. Open unto me. Let the Lord raise voices for me. All things. I am supernatural and all things are mine. Therefore, I come by grace and I assess. Lift your two hands towards the altar. Receive the grace for access into all things. Access into your heart desires that are according to the will of the Lord. Anything that is yours that the enemy is denying you, today, let the doors be open for you. Let the gates be open for you. Let the doors be open for you. Let the gates be open for you. Let the doors be open for you. Let the gates be open for you. All things are yours. You cannot be denied. You cannot be stopped. Let the gates open. Let the doors open. Let the gates open. Supernaturally, let the gates open. Let the doors open. All things. Open your mouth and ask him for your heart desire. You shall no longer be delayed. It shall no longer delay. All things are mine. It shall no longer delay. All things are mine. It shall no longer delay. All things are mine. It shall no longer delay. All things are mine. It shall no longer delay. All things are mine. It shall no longer delay. All things are mine. It shall no longer delay. It shall no longer delay. Talk to him. I give you one more minute. Talk to him. All things. They shall no longer delay. Maria. As he is, so am I. On earth, the glory that has been given to Jesus has been given unto me. My life is hid with Christ in God, and all things have been given to me. Let there be access. Let the doors open. I will never lack what to do this year. My hands shall not be empty this year. Never lack what to do. Never lack opportunities. This year, I shall not lack opportunities. I shall not lack work to do. I shall not lack that contract. I shall not lack that connection. All things are mine. I shall not lack. Let the doors open. All things are mine. Mandale boko ria balaba. Ragada gada labazida garia bala. All things. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. And I uplift that I have come. Lord, bless my feet.
on high. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table I uplift that I have found the plans.
Lift your hands up and ask him for higher things, greater things, mighty things. Ask him for things that look difficult unto you. Things that look impossible, humanly possible, humanly speaking. Lift your two hands. Ask him. All things are yours. Ask him. All things are yours. Ask him.
I am lifted.
By the supernatural acts of God, by the favor of the Lord, everything you have asked for, let the Lord deliver to you speedily. Let your testimony spring forth suddenly. Let the Lord do sudden mighty things in your life. In the name of Jesus, all things are yours. You are Christ, and Christ is God. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.